Glory to Jesus Christ. I have to admit that I found an inspiration for this homily in homily which was said by one priest in Slovakia in 1980. I saved this homily, this text of the homily, to my archive because it touched me. And I want to share a few thoughts from this homily. The priest, he was talking about power of message which comes through to us through this story about nativity, about birth of our Lord. And he described this power by pointing what is going on during these days in whole society. You have to remember that at the time, 1980, Slovakia was under communists. Communists who, their intention was to remove Christian faith, really to remove Christianity. They fought against this. And he said, despite at the time, like 30, 40 years almost, of this effort against faith, what can we see? He asked. And he says, we can see that on 24th, streets are empty. He said, we can see that there is a silence, like from afternoon, you can find nobody outside. And if you go through streets and you look to windows, you can see Christmas trees everywhere. Even in houses of those who don't believe in God, even in houses of those who fight against God, against faith, you can see trees there. And you can see, if you come closer to the window and you look through window inside, you can see that even those who are against God, who don't proclaim they don't believe in God, they sit and they have this vigil supper as those who believe in God and celebrate Christmas. And he continued and said, later on, if you go to the streets like around 10, 11 evening, you can see the busy became busy. You can see crowds of people rushing somewhere. And if you follow them, you can see they go to church for midnight mass, celebrating on Christmas. And if you look to the faces of those people, you can find there even those who don't believe in God, who say they don't believe God, but they come for this mass because they feel that it is tradition. We should go. It becomes tradition. And he described that, and he described something what everybody felt. He didn't describe some kind of world in which was in his fantasy. He described reality everybody could see and experience. Everybody could feel this special atmosphere during these days from 24th up to like Theophany, January 6th. It was different atmosphere which was in the society. And it touched almost everything. Even broadcasting in TV, which was under influence communists who were against any mention of Christian faith there, they had special broadcasting at the time, which was in accord with this atmosphere of Christmas. You could feel that. You could feel that. And I felt this was my experience from childhood. And he somehow opened my eyes for that and realized that it is. how powerful this message is. How powerful this message is that even those who don't believe God, they take this tradition, or they take this tradition of Christians, and they celebrate Christmas with those who believe in God. How powerful message. And the gospel and the epistle of this day, of this Sunday, wants to make stronger this our understanding how great event it is. What happened through the incarnation of our Lord? How huge hope came for all people. And we could see through these names, all those names and stories behind these names, that God keeps his promises, that he comes to save us because we know that we can mess with our lives very easily. We know that we make all kinds of mistakes, and our weaknesses brought out all kinds of problems, and we know that we don't have power to get ourselves out of this mess. We know in deepest heart that we don't have power to save ourselves, that we need a savior. And this is why this message of Christmas is so huge for us, because it gives us hope that our savior is coming, and that we can have hope, that we are not lost cases, that we have future, because we can see those who lived before us, and we see their life stories, and we see that this faith they had forced them to embrace Savior, which changed their lives. And we should keep this hope and this faith in our hearts if we want our Christmas to be real Christmas. It should be something what we come and we enjoy with hope that Savior is here and I have hope for my life. I have hope for my life. The problem is a little bit that we don't keep this hope too strong in our hearts. And something happened with us. That priest, when I was reading his homily and I recalled his memories, I realized at the time, world, even that part of world which was against God, adjusted to this hope of our faith. They join Christians in celebration of this news. And it seems to me that now the reverse was done. You know, that we adjusted more to the world than the world to us. Where we somehow lost this power to attract others to really be open for this hope which comes with Christ. And maybe the second part of his homily would give us somehow key to understand why this happened. Because he pointed against something what at the time was normal thing. It was normal thing before Christmas that there was almost nobody who would not come to receive grace which comes out from reconciliation with God. People came, Christians came to clean their conscience, to obtain grace for their life. I called my brother on Friday. It was like 10 o'clock at that time. I wanted to talk. I said, no, I don't have time. I have to go to sleep. Sleep? Yeah, we have a confession tomorrow. I understood. There will be, he expected several, like 4 or 5 priests who came to his parish. And they started mourning, hearing confessions, and they stopped sometimes around 3. Everybody came. Everybody. And this is every year. Because somehow it is correct to approach this mystery of Christ with clean conscience, filled with grace. Because if we need Savior, we need Savior only. We can have only hope when we have this need for Savior. If in my soul I don't feel that I need help, I need God's help, I need God's forgiveness, I need God's grace to enter to heaven, to have eternal life, if I don't have this in my life, then Christmas will be for me just some kind of sentimental time when I have this different music and this spirit of holiday, and nothing happens in my life. Nothing. And even I will not taste the grace which comes from this feast. But then and the priest, he said, he explained this homily, why it is that this communist world, this communist part, these atheists, they join us Christians in celebration of Christmas. Even that they will go for midnight mass. He said, he pointed this, look what happens these 3 weeks before Christmas. The priests almost don't sleep because they are hearing confessions. There are lines everywhere. And on Christmas Day, there is almost nobody who would not receive this special, huge grace which comes out from confession, which changes lives, which brings new life. And people's hearts are able to contemplate this mystery with God's grace. And he said, look around how people are changed during this time. He said, look around how all these parishes are different at that time, because everybody received this grace of forgiveness. And this is God's power in our hearts, and this God's power attracts those who are outside. They can feel something they cannot name, they cannot understand, but it's so attractive for them to follow. And I think in these words we can find maybe answers for our questions. And because we do have goodwill, we want to have this hope force which comes up from message of we want our friends, relatives, people around us, we want them to come to understanding of Christ. We want them to go to heaven. We don't want them to lose life and to go to hell. We don't want that. And we feel that we don't have somehow power to change their lives. And truth is that we do not have. God has. And God wants to use this power through us. If I don't have longing in my heart for this cleansing, for this really intimate encounter with Christ through clean heart, how can I attract and bring to the longing somebody else? Look, it might seem like some kind of criticism, but I don't want to do this way. I'm just showing the way. I'm just showing for something what was probably forgotten, abandoned. But remember, maybe this is the reason why our celebration of Christmas doesn't change our society. And maybe this is the reason that we don't have this grace in us. The society has power to change us. These wonderful stories which are behind each this name we heard today, so many names, tells us that God wants us to save. He wants us to be saved. He wants us back to heaven. He wants to give us real life. So let's have a faith. Let's have hope. Let's use this Christmas to really make clear who Christ is for us. And if we give this testimony of faith that, yes, you are my Lord and you are my Savior, then let's act according to this testimony. Let's give him our life, not through words, but through following his words and commandments.